From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new MDX with available real-time traffic monitoring. More information at Acura.com.
It should have been a normal afternoon for Jose Maria. He was waiting for his mother to pick him up. Four boys, familiar from high school, began hurling insults. He told them he didn't want trouble. They knocked him to the sidewalk and kicked him. His mother arrived to find him bruised, angry, and humiliated. Jose Maria was beaten for being a new immigrant unaffiliated with any gang. Ironically, the assailants were all of Mexican descent like him. They, however, were from Northern California, while he was from Mexico, and that puts him at risk in Watsonville and in scores of other California towns with histories of gang rivalry between Northern California's Norteños and the Sureños of the Southlands. When his cousins saw the bruises, they told him he could get protection if he became a Sureño like them. Jose will not say what he did to prove his loyalty, but he did it. He was now a made man. When he and his new homies jumped his assailants, Jose was expelled. His parents never imagined this scenario when they emigrated from Michoacán. Today, Jose is a student at the community day school. The alternative high school functions as a hopeful demilitarized zone where Norteños and Sureños attend classes together. The school is small and places a premium on the student-teacher relationship and individual responsibility. Traditional classes in language, math, and computers are supplemented with classes on anger management, substance abuse, and family counseling. In talking to him, I was struck by all the codes he had to decipher as a newly arrived teenage immigrant. The codes of loyalty, silence, and violence that regulate life at school, at home, and on the streets. The linguistic codes of family Espanol, classroom English, and the hip-hop-inflected pidgin of the schoolyard. Jose Maria likes his school and is learning another American skill, trying to get along despite differences. He no longer considers himself a Sureño. He says his dreams are going to school, getting a job assembling computers, getting a good car and a nice house. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? With the Perspective, I'm Jaime Cortez.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.